This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Defense leaders meet amid dissent over tanks for Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The leaders gathering at an air base in Germany have heard an impassioned plea for more aid from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as they struggle to resolve ongoing concerns over who will provide battle tanks and other military aid to his country. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned as the meeting opened, "This is a crucial moment. Russia is regrouping, recruiting, and trying to re-equip." Zelensky, speaking live via video link, told the gathering that terror does not allow for discussion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said on Friday relations with the United States were at an all-time low, dismissing the idea the two sides could turn things around halfway through U.S. President Joe Biden's term in office. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, "Bilateral relations are probably at their lowest point historically," unfortunately adding, quote, "There's no hope for improvement in the foreseeable future." Already poor U.S.-Russia ties became even more strained last year when Russia sent troops into Ukraine in February 2022, prompting Washington and its allies to respond with a barrage of sanctions against Russia's economy. Thousands of protesters demanding the ouster of President Dina Boluarte poured into Peru's capital, clashing with police who fired tear gas. Many came from remote Andean regions where 55 people have died amid unrest since Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background was removed from office last month. This is VOA News. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol wants to allow people to work up to 69 hours a week, up from the current 52, and bank overtime hours exchange for time off, a plan it hopes will promote family growth alongside productivity. But some Koreans remain unconvinced, Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott reports.
More than 18% of South Koreans worked more than 50 hours a week in 2021. That's according to unpublished data from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The South Korean government is set to announce a labor reform bill next month, which it hopes will give some flexibility to its workforce and encourage people to have children. But not many are convinced that their work-life balance will change for the better. Under the new bill, workers will be able to choose how much overtime work they can take on either a weekly, monthly, or even a yearly basis.
Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott. Two suspected jihadist attacks killed at least 18 people, including 16 auxiliaries supporting the army in Burkina Faso, security sources said on Friday. Thursday's attacks in the north and northwest of the country were the latest to hit a civilian auxiliary force that supports the military in a seven-year fight against jihadists. Landlocked Burkina Faso in West Africa is one of the poorest and most volatile nations in the world. A former serviceman opened fire in a Georgian town, killing five people before turning the weapon on himself, the country's interior minister said on Friday. The shooting took place overnight in a town of some 10,000 people around 50 kilometers east of the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. The interior ministry said the gunman opened fire from the balcony of an apartment block, killing four people in the building's courtyard and a police officer who was called to the scene. Another five people were wounded. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and one of his attorneys have been ordered by a Florida judge to pay nearly $1 million for filing what the judge says was a bogus lawsuit, AP's Donna Warder reports.
Trump sued his 2016 presidential rival, Hillary Clinton, some of her top advisors, former FBI Director James Comey, and other FBI officials involved in the investigation into whether Trump's 2016 presidential campaign had coordinated with Russia to sway the outcome of the election. Trump accused the parties of conspiring to sink his winning presidential campaign by accusing him of having ties to Russia. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks sanctioned Trump, saying that he had a pattern of abuse of the courts.
AP correspondent